In my last thought piece about the dream of Gerontius, this was the second talk, we left Gerontius, having been exposed to God's love, crying out, "Take me away, I can't handle this." And what happens now is that the guardian angel takes him and lends him overnight to the souls in purgatory. Now, I think there are two prides that stop us getting to heaven. One is, if I think I'm better than anyone else, when I reach heaven, I look in. Oh, they're all there, all my prejudices, I'd rather go elsewhere. And all hell is your wishes come true, because hell is monochrome, monotony, infinite monotony. Tables set for one. You only go to hell if you choose to. This place laid for us in heaven, where the whole world is going to be. I remember seeing a cartoon in Punch. I think it was 1912, some frightfully rich lady in her horse and carriage stopping at the end of her estate. We could see the drive and her palace at the far end. The gypsy woman's begging, and this rich lady's leaning out, or is holding her nose, and giving this poor woman a penny. And the poor woman says, "Thank you, madam, may we meet in heaven." Her ladyship says, "I should hope not." Anyhow, you'll find everyone in heaven, so we might as well get used to poly everything on earth. If hell is monochrome, heaven is poly everything. All the colours, all the tribes, all the classes, all the cultures, all the languages. So thank goodness we're in a multicultural world, so that when we reach heaven, we shall feel at home, rather than a strange place. The second thing that stops us getting to heaven, I think, is if we're too proud to receive. I always pay for my seats. I'll get into heaven by paying with my good works and my prayers and all that. Well, you can't buy God's love. You don't pay for love with God. We can only go to heaven if we realize we're poor, unprofitable servants, and can only receive something. So I think those are the two prides that stop us getting to heaven. But all of us have lazy muscles. It's much easier sometimes to love than to be loved, because we hate being changed. And I think what purgatory is, for Newman, is an intensely sharp growing pain. I remember when I was chaplain in the Middlesex Hospital, we had the curtains round one bed I was going to with offering communion. And there was a curtain round the next bed and I could hear. I think, oh gosh, somebody's getting some treatment. And then the curtain would fly back. A tiny little 5-foot physiotherapist would come out, as cool as a cucumber, leaving behind a patient absolutely worn out, because there's nothing more painful than pins and needles. So the guardian angel lends this loved Gerontius, just overnight, to the souls in purgatory. And this is what he sings. Softly and gently, dearly ransomed soul, in my most loving arms I enfold thee. And o'er the penal waters as they roll, I poise thee, I lower thee, and hold thee. Carefully I dip thee in the lake, and thou without a sob or resistance, dust through the flood, thy rapid passage take, sinking deep, deeper into the dim distance. Now he sings about physiotherapist angels. Angels to whom the willing task is given shall tend and nurse and lull thee as thou liest. And masses on earth and prayers in heaven shall aid thee at the throne of the Most Highest. Just before he went before the judgment, you could still hear people praying round the bed on earth. And here we have this wonderful idea of the communion of saints, the church on earth, the church in purgatory, and the church in heaven, all in communion with each other, all praying together. I And then the angel sings, "Farewell, but not forever, brother dear. Be brave and patient on thy bed of sorrow. Swiftly shall pass thy night of trial here, and I will come and wake thee on the morrow." And you can hear the angels in heaven singing just through the curtain. So purgatory has nothing to do with hell at all. It's the antecamera, or washroom, or bathroom, shall we say. Powder room. The wash and brush up. The gymnasium, before we can go to heaven and handle the richness of God's love without it destroying us. And in the final Amen, you'll hear the souls in purgatory that have just welcomed Gerontius into their community overnight. You'll hear the angels in heaven, people on earth, all singing four great Amen, Amen, Amen.